Colon cancer is considered one of the most preventable but least prevented cancers. That's why screening for colon cancer is critical. Sometimes, people want to avoid the drama of screening with a colonoscopy. You know, the prep, the downtime, all of it. Thankfully, there's the Cologuard test, a non-invasive screening option for adults 45 and older at average risk that is delivered right to your door. Early detection is critical. When caught early, colon cancer is survivable in 90% of the cases. With the Cologuard test, the process is simple. The test is delivered to your door, you send the sample back to the lab, and get results within 2 weeks. The best part? The Cologuard test is covered by most insurance plans. The Cologuard test is intended to screen adults 45 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer. Ask your healthcare provider about screening with Cologuard. Cologuard is available by prescription only. Visit Cologuard.com to learn more.
Hurry into Menards and save big money on your appliance upgrade. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Guess who we can now line up with? Authoritarian states like Russia, Belarus, North Korea, the United States of America. Under the Donald Trump administration yesterday, it voted against a European motion in the United Nations blaming Russia for its full-scale invasion of Ukraine, and the motion supported Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Carl Thomas, what do you make of that from the United States, that you're now on the same side as Russia, Belarus and North Korea?
Well, don't forget, during World War II, we were on the side of Russia in the attempt to defeat Hitler. But here's the White House explanation for this. They're saying that this attitude is living in the past. We need to move forward to new agreements to get the war ended between Russia and Ukraine. The problem with that is that Putin lies. I remember what Jimmy Carter said after Leonid Brezhnev ordered Soviet troops into Afghanistan. Carter expressed surprise that Brezhnev lied to me. That's a direct quote. Well, that's what dictators do. That's what people with a KGB background do. I think Macron, the French president who met with Trump at the White House yesterday, was right when he said you can't trust Putin. Reagan used to have a line when dealing with Mikhail Gorbachev, trust but verify. I think that's a good policy.
Let's actually hear when French President Emmanuel Macron stood beside Donald Trump in the White House yesterday and warned him about trusting Vladimir Putin.
I stopped my discussion with President Putin after Bucha and the war crimes because I considered that, we had nothing to get from him in that time. Now this is a chance. There is a big change because there is a new U.S. administration. So this is a new context. So there is good reason for President Trump to re-engage with President Putin. But my experience is the following. And I shared it with President Trump and the team. In 2014, our predecessors negotiated peace with President Putin. But because of the lack of guarantees, and especially security guarantees, President Putin violated this peace. And I had several discussions, especially beginning of 2022, several times, 7 hours with President Putin, 15 days before launching of the attack. He denied everything, but we didn't have security guarantees. So this is why being strong and having deterrence capacities is the only way to be sure it will be respected.
Marion McComb, before I ask you about Emmanuel Macron and standing up to Donald Trump in the Oval Office yesterday, what is the mood in America about the decision by Donald Trump to effectively victim blame Ukraine for being invaded by Russia and now to take Russia's side along the likes of Belarus, North Korea? North Korea, a country which has sent its soldiers to fight alongside the Russians against Ukraine. Is there anyone in America standing up to this?
Well, I think there are some Republicans who are, and well, obviously Democrats in their ineffectual way, but there are some Republicans who are starting to, Lisa Murkowski, Don Bacon, a couple of people like that, people like Lindsey Graham, who used to be like John McCain's sort of sidekick and was a fierce hawk when it came to Russia, has now just crawled into a hole or under a rock somewhere. It is disgraceful. This is so shameful. You know, I remember back 2002, 2003, when George W. Bush was the pariah down at the UN over ignoring the UN resolutions and pulling a second one and invading Iraq anyway. It's not the first time America has been at odds with its European allies, but to side with Russia and North Korea against an ally and to blame basically Ukraine for the invasion. I mean, this is, Putin could not ask for a better result than what's happening. He's already calling Ukraine the Russian territories, the territories that they've gotten back. He's referring to them as that. The whole thing is just shocking. There's a change in America, though, and I think we have to, I know, now I wasn't at the CPAC convention this year, but every year previously, all these MAGA bros see themselves much more as aligned with Russia than they do with Europe. They like the Putin strongman, the anti-gay, the sort of white Christian nationalist ethos. They see that they've a lot more in common with Putin. Guys like even Tucker Carlson, who did that Craven interview with him, but they would be supportive of Trump in this. So, you know, a considerable bunch of Republicans would be fine with what Trump's doing now. The old school Republican hawks are not, but they're too afraid to say anything by and large.
Let's hear more from Macron yesterday when he disagreed with Trump over the funding for the Ukrainian war, which Trump, of course, has been lying about.
I support the idea to have Ukraine first being compensated because they are the one to have lose a lot of their fellow citizens and being destroyed by this attack. Second, all of those who paid for could be compensated, but not by Ukraine, by Russia, because they were the ones to aggress.
Again, just so you understand, Europe is loaning the money to Ukraine. They get their money back.
No, in fact, to be frank, we paid. We paid 60% of the total effort, and it was through, like the U.S., loans, guarantee, grants, and we provided real money, to be clear. We have 230 billion frozen assets in Europe, Russian assets, but this is not as a collateral of a loan because this is not our belonging. So they are frozen. If at the end of the day in the negotiation we will have with Russia, they're ready to give it to us, super. It will be loaned at the end of the day and Russia would have paid for that.
If you
this
believe that, it's okay with me. They get their money back, we don't, and now we do. But, you know.
Trump caught out again there, Cal.
Well, it doesn't happen very often when Trump is rebuked to his face, especially in the Oval Office. That was a remarkable moment. You know, Trump has said that Ukraine owes the United States money for all that we have done for them and supporting them and the missiles and the planes and all this other stuff, and he wants it paid through Ukrainian minerals. Now, Putin has said that he would be okay with giving the United States some of the minerals, but when you read deeper into his statement, he's talking about the territory of Ukraine that he now occupies. So that's, again, a little sleight of hand. Trump had said that he thought George W. Bush made a mistake in not getting money back from Iraq for when the U.S. toppled Saddam Hussein. And I agree that we shouldn't be the policemen of the world and paying everybody else's bills if we're going to help somebody else fight for freedom. But Europe is stepping up now. They're paying more, some of the countries, for their own defenses, and they have a greater interest in Ukraine because Russia is closer to their border than they are to us.
Cal, we will talk about Elon Musk separately in a few moments, but I want to ask you about what Trump is doing in relation to the American military, because this is classic dictator stuff, that you get rid of the top military brass who will serve the country rather than serving you. How concerned are you about what he's doing there and about the appropriateness of various appointments he's making, such as picking the right-wing podcaster Dan Bongino to be the deputy FBI director despite having absolutely no qualifications for the job?
Yeah. Well, I've listened to Bongino's show a couple of times, and frankly, I don't like it. So I'm not sure that he's going to have any more competence in a job for which he has no experience, except for working for the Secret Service for a while and being, I believe, a police officer. No, the military, the U.S. military, is one of the few institutions in America that has enjoyed over many years bipartisan support. And I think Trump is trying to make this into, again, something about him, putting people who are more loyal to him and will do his bidding, even though civilian leadership has a right and an obligation to order what the military does, then in their competence. I would like to know reasons why these people are being replaced. Is it incompetence? Is it lack of experience? I want to know the reason, and we're going to deal with more of that, as you said, in a minute with Elon Musk and what he's trying to do with firing federal workers.
Marion McKeown, we know the reason, don't we? It's all about loyalty to the Trump man.
It is that, and it's also a couple of other things, Matt. I spoke to a military person I've known for a long time in America, and he said that the firing of Charles Brown in particular is, and the military is furious about this. He was universally admired and respected, the most senior serving officer in the military, to fire him, and it's part of the DEI. Charles Brown is black. Linda Fagan, the Coast Guard woman, is a woman. Admiral Lisa Franchetti, and the Chief of Naval Operations, also a woman. So this is Trump's DEI. Let's get rid of these black people and these women, and let's get back these white guys, you know, the sort of the Pete Hegsets, these ignoramus guys who really have no reason to be in the positions that they're in, but for the fact that they're white males. But you're right, it's also that these are people who are utterly craven. They're totally supine to Trump. They will roll over and do whatever he said. And even more chilling is the firing of the top legal officers in these institutions, the judge advocate generals of the Army, Navy and Air Force. These positions are supposed to be apolitical, supposed to be like the leader of the FBI, incidentally, which was always for a 10-year term to ensure it wasn't at the whim of presidents and it wasn't politicised. That has all gone now. And now these positions are being appointed to Trump loyalists. It's nothing to do with their qualifications. It's to do with how high they will jump for Donald Trump.
So, Carl Thomas, has there ever been anything like this in American history? Have you ever seen the American president go to such extremes to take power, to take control, to punish those that he regards as enemies?
Well, of course, you have the classic case of Richard Nixon and the Watergate affair and the corruption of the Internal Revenue Service going after people. But I don't think it's been as bad as this. Look, if you want to talk about Elon Musk now, this is one thing that really concerns me. I was on Fox News Sunday this past Sunday, and I said that there needs to be some compassion here. These are people who are being fired or let go, who have families, who have mortgage payments, who have car payments, who have to buy groceries. And just to summarily dismiss them is cruelty. Yes, the government is too big. Yes, it is too expensive. Yes, it has too much overreach. And yes, we have a $36 trillion debt. But to come in and take a sickle to the entire federal government without any concern for the individuals who are most affected, I think is cruel. And I think the Congress ought to step in and do something about it.
It's not a sickle, it's a chainsaw. And Marion McKeown, though, again, how is America going to function if all of these people are actually going to be fired? I mean, some of the stuff is ludicrous. For example, Doge started firing those who were in charge of the nuclear weapons. Russia must have been absolutely delighted with that. And then when it wanted to actually get these people back, it discovered it couldn't contact many of them because it had cancelled their email addresses.
Exactly. I mean, the ineptitude, the mixture of arrogance and incompetence that you have these 19-year-olds telling veterans of all these departments, justify your job, tell me what you did last week. And, you know, I have so many concerns about this. This is, if I were an enemy of America watching all this, America is going to be prime for an attack. This is weakening America's national security to a degree that is really alarming. You have a clown and a conspiracy there's Kash Patel as head of the FBI. You have this guy, Dan Bongino, who has no business being anywhere in government. Never mind, the deputy head of the FBI is in charge of international and domestic affairs. He's wholly unqualified. Pete Hegseth, a drunk and a sexual predator, as Secretary of Defence. You know, this, and then, as you say, you have all these people being fired who are essential to national security, and you have a Putin apologist as the Director of National Intelligence. If you are somebody who wants to damage America, to hobble America from a national security perspective, whether by cyber attack or terrorist attack, you must be looking at this and thinking, my God, you know, it's never been easier. And I'm afraid that something like this could happen, and that will then force a reassessment of all of this. But in the meantime, it's utter chaos. And as Cal said, it's the cruelty. The cruelty seems to be part of the point. That's what Russ Vogt, who's now head of the Director of Office of Management of Budget, said. We want to traumatise these people. We want to cause trauma to federal servants. All they do is do their job apolitically. And, you know, there are 2.3 million. But, you know, another thing, Matt, telling 2.3 million people to send in an email saying the five things they did last week, who's going to read those emails? Who's going to see them? Who's going to assess them? You know, I mean, the
AI. Sorry, no. It's all going to be trusted to artificial intelligence.
Well, but then who will make the decision based on AI's assessment? I mean, this is, the whole thing is pointless, it's expensive, it's stupid, and it's going to make it's making America much less efficient.
Yeah. And other listeners says, some listeners are describing this as a coup. Some people are saying Cal's use of the word sickle is very apt, given that Trump is Putin's stooge in the White House. Yes, where's the hammer coming from? A listener says, don't forget the bird flu experts got fired too. Cal, exactly. I know you felt that Kamala Harris was an inappropriate candidate to be the President of the United States, but are you happy now that what Donald Trump is doing is better for America than anything Kamala Harris would have done?
We've talked about this before, Matt, and in the past couple of election cycles, maybe three, I've not been pleased with our choices. I think we can do better. The problem is that a lot of really good people either don't want to run for a whole myriad of reasons. Very successful people don't want to have the salary cut. They don't want to have their lives probed into for anything bad that they may have done in their life, and who hasn't. And so we get the egomaniacs. We get a lot of unqualified people. We get people without a decent worldview, and that's very concerning to me. I think we need to pick another way of electing our presidents. One of them is to get rid of to reform the primary system, which allows candidates of both parties to ascend to the nomination, the most extreme among them in some cases. No, I don't think Kamala Harris would have done a good job. I think
Have been a better job than what Trump is doing? Because saying, I mean, are you happy now that Trump became president? Do you think that what he is doing is preferable to what Kamala Harris would have done?
No president is perfect, Matt. And I've said on this program today and on previous ones, the things with which I have disagreed when Trump has done them. On the other hand, Kamala Harris would not have closed the border. She said it was secure. Kamala Harris would have not deported criminal illegal aliens because she favored sanctuary cities and states. Kamala Harris would not have extended the Trump tax cuts. There are a lot of things that Trump is doing domestically that I agree with. So I don't think that she would have been a better choice in that regard. And her foreign policy experience, of course, is virtually non-existent.
So there you have it, Marion, that maybe Cal is articulating what a lot of American people think, better to have Trump doing what he's doing than to have had Kamala Harris doing what she would have done.
Can I very quickly address a couple of those things? Cal, if you're in favour of Trump's $4.5 trillion plans for more tax cuts, which will, again, benefit overwhelmingly his rich buddies, while you constantly talk, and you correctly talk, Cal, about a $36 trillion debt, if you're happy with that, I am frankly astonished. And
bending
the border, the crossings, Trump has, there has been no net increase in the number of people who are being deported, despite all this nonsense and sound and fury from Tom Homan. The numbers are about the same as they were in the Biden administration. They're lower than they were in the Obama administration. All they've done is create all this chaos and fear and cruelty, which is all they seem to be good at. Kamala Harris would have been competent and steady. And I think that, honestly, for anybody to think the risks, I am concerned, I'm not American, the risks to America's national security. America is not safe. America is now a stooge of Putin's. I cannot believe you're happy with this.
Yeah, listeners, Cal wants me to put to you, come on, Cal, Trump has sided with a fascist dictator and has said that Ukraine is responsible for the Russian invasion. How could anything that Kamala Harris would have done been worse?
Love your texts, Matt. Love your texts. Look, let me address Marion directly here. As we said before, or I've said before on the show, Marion, it's not the amount of money the government takes in, which is a record amount. It's the amount they're spending. And this is what Trump and Musk are trying to do, is cut the spending. The more you give an irresponsible government money, the more they're going to spend. It's like Dracula. The more blood you give him, the more he's going to want. So the problem is on the spending end, not on the revenue end, and that's what needs to be cut.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you very much, both Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Colon cancer is considered one of the most preventable but least prevented cancers. That's why screening for colon cancer is critical. Sometimes, people want to avoid the drama of screening with a colonoscopy. You know, the prep, the downtime, all of it. Thankfully, there's the Cologuard test, a non-invasive screening option for adults 45 and older at average risk that is delivered right to your door. Early detection is critical. When caught early, colon cancer is survivable in 90% of the cases. With the Cologuard test, the process is simple. The test is delivered to your door. You send the sample back to the lab and get results within 2 weeks. The best part? The Cologuard test is covered by most insurance plans. The Cologuard test is intended to screen adults 45 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer. Ask your healthcare provider about screening with Cologuard. Cologuard is available by prescription only. Visit Cologuard.com to learn more.